Hello guys and welcome back to the discussion. Through this second season of the Mysteries of Life, we have tried and given you a brief overview of some of the advanced concepts pertaining to true spirituality. We touched base on topics like realization, enlightenment, and introspection. Today, we are going to go ahead and explore a different topic in itself. Today, we are going to talk about love. I know that the title says love demystified, but frankly put, there is nothing in this world that can truly enlighten an individual about love. It's only when you love that you truly know and you truly realize what love in itself means. First of all, I would like to address the question that might be coming to the minds of many who hear this epistle. What would love have anything to do with true spirituality? Most of us know love simply in its conjugal form. Most of us equate love with relationships. While that is true up to a certain extent, if we are to truly realize and understand the intricacies of the phenomenon that we refer to as love, we would indeed need to look at it from a broader perspective. We start off by asking ourselves one simple question. What is love? The answer to that one question would itself encompass all that there is under the sky. Such is the phenomenon of love. It is indeed indescribable in itself. But if I were to truly state it simply, I would say that love is nothing but sacrifice. Love is a sentiment of care and affection that is centered not towards your own self, but towards someone else. Now this someone could be anyone. It could be your girlfriend, it could be your wife, it could be your parents. Hell, it can even be God himself. Love assumes many forms, but in every single instance, it works in exactly the same fashion. A wise man once said that love is just love. It can never be explained. Now, I'm afraid to acknowledge the fact that he was correct in saying that. You simply cannot explain love through words. You can only express it through action. Love carries within itself utter and complete selfless benevolence. It's a genuine feeling of pure sacrifice that you harbor in your heart, apparently for no particular reason. That in itself makes it so marvelous and enigmatic. You can never tell why you love someone. You just know that you do. Now, I have been in love and I have been out of it. The one thing that I can truly state is that being in love is a lot harder than being out of it. That is simply owing to the fact that it is not in the human nature to care for someone more than one cares for himself. Human beings are selfish individuals, and upon close introspection, we realize that each and every single of our actions are ultimately targeted towards self-gratification. I care for someone only because I know he has something that I want. That, in a nutshell, describes most relationships in today's day and age. Be true to yourself. How often have you truly gone out and did something for someone for no particular reason at all? How often? It almost never happens. Now, true love is something that is entirely beyond this self-centered way of life. When you start to love someone, when you start to love something, your entire attitude changes completely. That entity or that person then becomes the center of your universe. Consequently, your life starts to become less about you and more about the person that you are in love with. That love and that benevolent desire that it instills in you gives you great strength and determination to enrich that person's life. In a way, love transforms you completely. But that is only if you let it. Ultimately, as the person evolves with him, so does his love. At one point, the love that a person bears in his heart may be directed towards a single individual. As the seeker then evolves, the vista of his cognizance widens, and his love now spreads to his family and friends. Ultimately, a time comes when the seeker goes beyond the bounds of race, religion, or relation for that matter. He comes to a point where in his heart he bears love for each and every individual on the face of this earth. He comes to a point where in his heart he bears love for even his worst enemies. Such is the power that love bears in itself. It can turn a person spiritual in a single moment. It can uplift the spirit from the endless pursuit of self-gratification and self-centered aspirations. In a moment, it can transform the vilest of sinners into the greatest of saints. Such is love. Take care.